This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Thursday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. A Cork TD says it's outrageous that women are being forced to attend some maternity appointments alone. Donnacha O'Leary spoke in the Dáil about his own experience of waiting outside Cork University Maternity Hospital while his partner Emer attended an emergency appointment at the early pregnancy unit in December. The Sinn Féin deputy says the risk of allowing two people from the same household into the hospital poses a minimal COVID risk and called on the health minister to allow partners to attend all appointments.
Hospital staff are vaccinated. Increasingly pregnant women are vaccinated, and many partners will be before long. When a woman has been through all that, God knows how many hours the labour might have been, and when they need to rest and recuperate, the partner that can help them do that, even allow little things like a shower, little things like that, a rest, has to leave, has to go out the door. You need to stop dragging your heels on this, Minister, and force action.
The Education Minister says the results of the Leaving Cert won't be available until September because of demands on the system. They're due out on Friday, September 3rd, but the Labour Party says mid-August would be more practical. This year, students can opt to sit the exams, take accredited grades, or a combination of both. Norma Foley says this will lead to a delay in issuing the results.
We're unique in offering an opportunity for two processes to run simultaneously, and that is a considerable demand being placed upon the State Examinations Commission.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sports. In Republic of Ireland boss Stephen Kenny has ruled out a potential call-up for Leeds striker Patrick Bamford. The 27-year-old scored 17 goals for Leeds in the Premier League this season, but wasn't called up to the England squad for the Euros. Bamford qualifies for the Republic through a grandparent. However, Kenny says that he isn't a realistic option.
He was very close to being in the, probably, you know, in contention maybe for England, for the European Championships. So it's not realistic to suggest that now at the moment, I would feel. You know, I think that was obviously his objective to go to the European Championships with England. I think there's no doubt he's a very good player. He's a quality centre-forward, but we have to believe in the talent that we have and that we have to work to improve it.
The boys in green face Andorra in a friendly this evening. Cork's Chidoze Ogbeni could make his senior debut. Kickoff is at 5. Elsewhere this evening, Northern Ireland are away to Ukraine from 7 o'clock. In golf, Roy McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Padraig Harrington are all in the field for the Memorial Tournament, which starts on the PGA Tour in Ohio today. McIlroy tees off in the company of Adam Scott and Victor Hovland this evening. Padraig Harrington plays alongside Doug Jim and Adam Hadwin just after 2 o'clock. And Shane Lowry is the first Irishman out with Nick Taylor and Billy Horschel from just about 1:45. And among the ties of the French Open today, women's top seed Ashley Barty faces Magdalene Nett. Roger Federer takes on Marin Cilic. Novak Djokovic takes on Pablo Cuevas. And Rafa Nadal faces Richard Gasquet.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Now, a Cork TD was in tears as he told the Dáil of a traumatic maternity appointment experience. Have a listen to this.
Minister, just before Christmas, my partner Emer had an emergency appointment with the early pregnancy unit because she was bleeding. I waited outside by the car park, looking up at the early pregnancy unit waiting room window, as close as I could get. Now, I'm glad to say everything was okay. But I tell you, Minister, we were worried. And if it was not, Emer would have had to face that appointment alone. She would have got that bad news alone. Earth-shattering, devastating news. Alone. And Minister, that's still the same today.
Cork South Central TD, Donnacha O'Leary, good morning.
Good morning, Mickey.
Very heartfelt, very, very strong statements there. You know, all you guys are in the same job. How must Stephen Donnelly have felt? He's a rabbit in the headlights here listening to this, but it deserved to be said, I have to say.
Yeah, look, Stephen Donnelly came over and spoke to me afterwards, and I said the same thing I said on the record. He gave me different kinds of excuses and things like that. But, you know, I think what the government have been trying to do is trying to present really, really minimal access as the problem solved. And I think that's one of the things that prompted me. Like, I've raised this issue since last September with the local hospital group, the Ireland South Hospital Group, and with the minister. And I didn't really tell any way that it affected me and Emer and my family personally until just a short few weeks ago. And the reason I did that is, and look, I'm not special. I'm not any more entitled to be there than any other partner. But I felt if telling my story and my experience and using the platform of the voice that I have can try and generate some momentum behind this campaign, then I should do it to try and help. Because, like, look, I understand that during the course of this pandemic that there has been a need for restrictions and that, you know, there has been times that clinical risks have to be managed. But we're at a point now, and I said it in that clip there that you played, like, medical staff are now vaccinated. The vast majority of women are soon going to be, or of pregnant women, are getting the vaccine in the coming time. An awful lot of them have already. And increasingly, the men are going to be getting vaccinated. It's happening at a time like that, you know, you can go to a museum, you can go to a busy shopping centre for Monday, you can go for a meal outdoors and a drink, and that's all good, and I welcome that, and I want to support those businesses who are back. But to say that at the same time that a partner can only be there for part of the labour, that they can only, that they have to go away straight after the birth, and that they can't be there for crucial scans and crucial appointments, where women can get bad news, where women can get the most earth-shattering news. And I was emotional there thinking of that, not because of what happened, difficult though that was, but, you know,
what could have happened.
Okay, it's what could have happened, and it's what other people did experience. And I know that people experienced an awful lot worse than I did, and I know that people have got some of the most desperate news possible on their own, because, like, a miscarriage can happen at any stage, and it can happen unexpectedly, and it can be a routine appointment that you find out this news.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast, or on redextra.ie.